This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel faces a widening conflict on Friday as deadly violence continues across the West Bank, with airstrikes and bombings in Gaza and unprecedented unrest among Arabs and Jews inside the country. The West Bank clashes are described as among the most intense in over two decades, and the Palestinian Health Ministry says overall fatalities from strikes on Gaza has risen to 126. Hamas, Islamist, and other Palestinian armed groups in the enclave have launched more than 2,000 rockets at Israel since Monday, killing 9 people, with air raid sirens wailing across the country throughout the week. Hamas vowed revenge after Israeli police clashed with Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, igniting a week of conflict unlike any in Israel's recent history. And in a possible sign of further escalation, the army said 3 rockets were fired at Israel from Syria late Friday. A Lebanese man was shot and killed by Israeli troops on Friday after he and others protesting in support of Palestinians tried to cross a security fence on the border with Israel, according to Lebanon state news agency NNA. The Israeli military had earlier claimed a number of people in Lebanon had damaged the border fence, set fire to a field, and then retreated after Israeli tanks fired warning shots. Taliban and Afghan government negotiators said Friday they met in Qatar after a long pause in peace talks between the two. It came on the second day of a 3-day ceasefire announced by the Taliban for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. They began negotiations in September last year to try to find a way to end decades of war. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.